the bizarre stories of the day, and then on Friday, Disturbed tickets up for grabs on the quiz, right?
Yep, that's Disturbed at Madison Square Garden.
Plus, you also qualify for an autographed Disturbed guitar.
Absolutely.
That's cool. Now, that's the news update follow-up audio.
Oh.
Follow-up.
Audio? That was you doing it yourself.
Well, it's the sounder. It's the news update sounder.
Sounder?
So, well, it's an update on a news story that we did previously, fine. And then it's a no-sweat news update.
Right.
Because we followed the story.
I know. I'm just making fun of the sound effect, which is you doing it verbally rather than pressing a button with a nice little gizmo.
It's more personal that way.
Yeah, right.
You heard about the Bronx Zoo deal, right, for Valentine's Day, right? We talked about
it. Cockroach.
They would name a cockroach after your ex.
Right.
Okay.
That was funny.
Then there was the follow-up, the zoo in Texas. They were going to do one better. They were going to name a cockroach after your ex and then feed the cockroach to some of their animals, their meerkats or what have
you. Whoa.
Right?
Holy mackerel.
Well, they've all been outdone by Wildlife Images of Oregon. They're a wildlife preservation group.
Okay.
Now, here's their offer for Valentine's Day.
Yes.
In exchange for $20, your ex's name gets put on a dead salmon and then thrown into the pen of 1,000-pound bears that they have.
Jeez. Oh,
and then they send you video of the salmon being ripped to shreds and devoured by their hungry bears.
Oh, okay, that's slightly dark. Slightly dark.
What the heck?
That's taking it to a new level right there.
Participants get a special certificate and photos of the bears Cody and Yak destroying your ex.
If you're going to be sitting there watching video of this, you might have a mental issue.
How insane is that?
I suggest to consulting a therapist. If you're watching dead fish being eaten by bears and you're thinking of, you know, this is good revenge against my... No, it's not.
Wow.
It's
listen to you. We found something that even Dave thinks is off.
It means you've gone nuts.
Full on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It means that she, or he, I suppose, is way much... Is way too much in your kitchen.
Yeah,
in your brain. You got to move on, Buster.
I guess I always imagined that these would be more picked up by guys, but you think girls would be more likely to do this?
I just want to be all-inclusive, Carl.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah, okay. for a $20 donation.
No, first of all, $20 is way too much money.
You get their name on a salmon, and then it's devoured by a hungry bear.
Yeah, that's okay. $20?
How insane.
To put her name on a dead fish? By the way, she was a dead fish in bed.
Right.
That's why we broke up.
Why do you think we broke up? Exactly. Now, Kenya is the location for story number two. You know, corruption, big problem in Kenya.
Kenya has a big corruption problem.
Big corruption. But everybody apparently is on the take.
Okay.
Well, they've got a new plan to combat the corruption of police officers in Kenya. Simple.
All right.
New uniforms.
Oh.
You were close with the underwear comment.
Okay, yeah. I said public shaming.
Right. The new uniforms for police in Kenya will not have pockets.
No pockets!
So officials believe that if there's no pockets in the police uniform, they won't have any place to put the cash bribes that they get. Therefore, they will not take the bribes.
I sort of like this thought. But then again, there's part of me that says my 9-year-old son would have come up with this plan.
Maybe a backpack?
Maybe pay your police officers better so that they're not tempted to accept bribes.
So, yeah, and pocketless uniforms, that's how they're going to go. We'll let you know how that works, and maybe
they'll keep all their money in their sock in their shoe, way I bring it to the Monmouth track where, you know, Monmouth Park.
We'll see. Maybe we'll require all politicians in New Jersey to have all the pockets sewn shut in their suits.
You can't get around that. The heartbeat.
Gee, you'd think. And now, here's the criminal with the worst luck on the planet. Some guy in Jamaica by the name of Keneal Thomas. Here he is, the most unlucky criminal on the planet. He's been calling up old people here in the United States from his place in Jamaica and threatening them. He got, for about 4 years now, he got 94-year-old William Webster and his wife, Linda, on the horn, once, twice a week. And he would threaten them if they don't pay him thousands of dollars, he's going to burn their house down.
God.
Now, why is he unlucky?
Yeah, why?
Well, because this 94-year-old William Webster is a legend in the law enforcement community. He is the only person who's ever been the director of the FBI and the director of the CIA.
Oh, my. Wow.
He's been the only guy.
That's incredible.
And this douchebag in Jamaica picked him out randomly.
Oh, no. Bad idea.
So guess who just got caught when he flew into the United States? Because Mr. William Webster just called up some friends and said, you're never going to believe what's going on here.
You guys take care of this for me?
Yeah.
Like 8,000 law enforcement officers.
Exactly. That's today's No Sweat News. Now, Friday, we'll do the No Sweat News quiz for free tickets for you to check out Disturbed, courtesy of the Rat. So make sure you listen every day this week for our No Sweat News so you are prepared for the quiz.
Nice.
There's been one guy, director of both the FBI
that
and CIA.
Statistic is incredible.
And that is why it's the No Sweat News.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.